coming from Hawaii, didn't play very well there, and I just basically wanted to get out and, I don't know, put some birdies together and see what happened. The weather conditions being a little cool and a little windy weren't super favorable for scoring, but obviously there's a lot of good scores out there. I wasn't the only one. I don't know. I'm probably one of the better ones, but still.
Low for here.
This course, okay. Yeah. Well, there's a lot of low scores at the other course, so I was just happy to get going.
How do you manage playing these rounds out here when you know that anybody at any course can go so low? Are you more inclined to play more aggressive because you know you need to make birdies every day?
Yes and no, but you still you got to remember you still have, I mean, starting with today, you have four rounds of golf. So if you make a bogey, you can make it up real quick. The thing is, you want to avoid making doubles and anything worse than that. You know, if you make a bogey, you can make it up. So that's not too, you don't want to press too hard from the get-go.
Is there anything in particular that was working for you today in your bag?
Just managed real well. I kept the ball, for the most part, in play. I remember one hole on my 11th hole, number two, I hit it way right off the tee and behind a tree, and I had to pitch it out. And but then I got up and down for par from about 80 yards. So that kind of kept my round going and actually gave me a little boost to finish the round off strong.
Yeah. Your approaches, were the greens pretty soft? Could you
flags? Yeah, you could go right at the flags. The greens were, it would take one hop and stop. So they were very soft, but obviously with all the rain that we've had, that's what you expect. And playing lift clean in place, they're expecting. It wasn't that bad today, but it's going to probably get a little worse, I guess, the weather forecast for tomorrow and the so I don't know, we'll see.
Can momentum carry over in terms of you had a great round today, tomorrow might be stop and go, might be rained out, is it sort of a bad time for the rain to come for you? Or?
It is what it is. I don't really try and pay too much attention to that. This golf course compared to, I think I play Silver Rock tomorrow, this course compared to that is almost opposite. That course is long. This course isn't very long. You can get away with hitting some irons and some fairway woods off the tee. Here, over there, you basically got a bus driver on every hole because it's a long golf course. You'll have a lot of probably mid and long irons into greens because the ball's not going to roll anywhere. So it's nice to play well and nice to get off to a decent start, but in regards to momentum and everything else, I mean, yeah, I'd like to keep playing right now, but if we don't, that's all right. I don't mind a day off.
Do you like that they've added this course to their rotation?
I've always liked this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like what specifically about it makes